Petersburg's hospital building is owned by the municipality, but it's operated by staff of the medical center and overseen by a board of directors. The borough government has no oversight or involvement in hospital operations. However, the borough assembly is taking a closer look at that relationship. Borough attorney Jim Brennan last year drafted a memo giving his opinion on various questions, and one was on whether medical center employees are actually borough employees. Brennan wrote, "This is a gray area legally." Hospital Board President Tom Abbott, also general manager of KFSK, wondered about the direction of that discussion. Here's Abbott in an exchange with borough manager Steve Giesbrecht.
The W-2s, the taxes, the IRS, everybody thinks that PMC employees are
separate.
Correct.
And I would hope that continues that way.
So I would hope that we could drop it.
Assembly members did not argue that hospital staff should be considered borough employees. Kurt Wallhuter said he liked the current arrangement.
I personally like the landlord-tenant agreement we have. I'd just soon be the people that own that, the building, and you guys take care of the stuff. Because it seems like there might be a lot of liability there if we were to jump in and, you know, in deeper pockets.
Those deeper pockets were a concern for the municipal government representatives. Mayor Mark Jensen explained that his concern over the financial liability.
My main concern is that ultimately I think and no one wants this to happen. If the hospital, for lack of the proper term, went bankrupt. Mm-hmm. The ratepayers, the residents of the whole borough would be liable for that, correct? I mean, we own the building. We don't own the business.
Actually, I think we do own the business.
See, this is
that's where this is coming from.
That's Assembly Member and Attorney John Hoag responding. Hoag raised some of the issues addressed in the borough attorney's opinion. Before he joined the Assembly, Hoag represented a former medical center employee who filed suit against the former city of Petersburg and a former medical center CEO. Hoag told hospital board members that people could make a legal argument the two were connected.
Persons who would say that would be persons looking at a deep pocket. If you want full disclosure, the lawsuit, which I assume you know, but maybe you don't, the lawsuit referenced by the attorney as a footnote is one I filed before I was on the assembly.
I know that. I was on the board.
Right. And I filed that, frankly, because I couldn't figure out how else to bring the lawsuit. Because my research was that the only entity, legally entity, I could sue would be the city of Petersburg at the time.
Borough Attorney Brennan's opinion on the matter was that the borough should reserve the option of making the argument in court that medical center employees are not employees of the borough in case of a medical malpractice suit. However, he also noted the borough is named on the hospital's liability insurance. Brennan noted that asserting that medical center employees work for the borough could also result in those employees being enrolled in collective bargaining. That includes the borough employees. Hospital employees already are part of the Public Employees Retirement System, or PERS. That was the decision made by a prior city council. Cindy Logadakis did not get the sense from fellow assembly members that they wanted medical center staff to be called borough employees.
However, when we're listed on the liability policy, it's really difficult to figure out what the relationship between the hospital and the assembly are. It could put the borough at risk. Can we live with that risk, I think, is really what the question is. Can we live with the ambiguity, or do we need to make it clearer so that the borough is protected and the hospital is autonomous?
Petersburg's borough charter approved by voters a year ago says, quote, "The borough assembly by ordinance shall provide for the powers and duties of the hospital board, allowing for the greatest possible autonomy to operate and maintain borough medical facilities in the best interest of the public's health." That language came up a number of times in Thursday's meeting. Board President Abbott suggested drafting more language to clarify the roles of the two sides.
It says the greatest possible autonomy. And that, in the charter, is, to me, constitution. That's where that directs us. That's where we need to be going. So let's tighten that up.
The borough assembly is planning to consider a new ordinance that details the hospital board's responsibilities and duties. Representatives of the two sides have drafted a proposed ordinance that will be coming up for three readings of the assembly. The attorney Brennan in his memo notes that there is greater borough control over public hospitals in Sitka and Wrangell in their code. Brennan also notes that any code language approved by Petersburg's assembly seeking greater control could run afoul of the charter language on hospital board autonomy. Hoag thought any eventual review of the borough charter language will need to include discussion of the separate status of the medical center.
Do we want to maintain this autonomy here to the greatest extent possible?
Right.
I think that is the discussion.
And that's what...
That's the discussion that needs to be had with the folks present and the citizens weighing in on it.
Right.
Because we can't say you're on your own, have a good life.
Right.
Yeah.
The powers granted to the hospital board in the borough charter include making hospital policy, hiring and firing of the administrator, and preparation of a budget. In the past, the hospital has not sought borough funding for its budget, but that could be changing. The borough may ask for help in funding capital projects in the future. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.